This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, one of the things we're going to bring up with you this morning is talking with our teens. That's a challenging season of life, particularly for parents. Consistently establishing an open line of communication with their teens. How do you do that?
Well, I have three I's in my, it's a bit of a mantra, if you like, being informed, being involved, and being intentional. And the earlier you start, the far better it is for. I have three I's in my, it's a bit of a mantra, if you like, being informed, being involved, and being intentional. And the earlier you start, the far better it is for when you are entering into the teen years. So being interested in the little things when they're little earns you the right to speak about the big things later on in life. Now, I know that sounds very basic, but it's amazing how many parents miss out on trying to form those healthy bonds and those relationships. Be interested in when they're painting something. Be interested when they're playing blocks and things like that. Because, you know, if you just keep on saying, oh, I'll look at it later, or I'll do something later, when they get to 16, they're not going to come in to ask you about these things, the issues, the big issues that you want them to speak about, because you weren't there for them during those little things. So everything is an intentional aspect, and being involved, being engaged, and being informed, understanding, and even today when we're actually speaking on the radio, is allowing people to be informed. So where do you start with teens? Well, it starts as early as possible, and actually allowing yourself the opportunities to listen. It's amazing. I go and speak in student groups, and I ask the kids, you know, what would you like me to tell your parents how to parent you more effectively? And they say two things very commonly. One is to get off their phone and two, to listen to me. And then I speak to parents and I say, I want to speak to your students tomorrow. What would you like me to tell them? And they say, to get off the phone and to listen to me. And I think if we both did a little bit of that and understanding one another and not necessarily try and fill in the blanks and trying to interrupt, but allowing to really be engaged and listen will be a very good place to start.
I think for teenagers, a lot of that period of time is identity formation, and there's a lot of pushback on parents because as part of that, they're trying to figure out who they are. When you get to that place and you've got teenage kids, when is the appropriate time to share an opinion, and when is the appropriate time just to listen to their concerns?
It's actually a good point that you actually said. You know, they're pushing back. They're going through what a process called individuation. They're trying to find out who they are, where they fit in the world. And although they may be pushing you back, in actual fact, in their brains, they're actually saying, I'm pushing you away, but don't go too far. I still need you. Don't come too close. Don't hover over me, but just I want to have your input in my life. And that's that fine balance. How do we do that? And actually, one of the biggest things that I've found, and I've got three young adults now. I've got an 18-year-old, a 20-year-old, and a 23-year-old. And we've formed these healthy bonds. And I think if all your listeners did this, would be actually having regular family meal times, technology-free, will be the best thing you can actually do for your family, because kids do better academically, socially, psychologically. And that, as you were pointing out, you know, like, how do you know? How do you know when to say something? It's because you've actually had a journey with them. They hear your stories, you hear their stories. But also, quite often, is that there's plenty of opportunities. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, you know, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. And it says, impress them upon your children when you're driving along the road, when you're walking up, when you're waking up in the morning. You know, there's plenty of opportunities. And if we put this in the 21st century, when you're driving them to sport, when you're driving them to music, when you're driving them to swimming lessons, there's plenty of opportunities. And it's a really good idea, because then you're both looking forward and there's plenty of opportunities. What do you think about when you saw that TV show last night about such and such? Whatever that is, there's plenty of examples. And I don't think parents are as intuitive and aware that there's so many examples around. And if your kid is curious about something, then you say, well, what are your thoughts? Ask them, what are their thoughts? And not just say, no, that's wrong. You'll now need to allow our kids the opportunity to actually own some of their decisions, own some of their beliefs and their value systems. And it may be contrary to yours, but, you know, at the same time, it's because they're trying to find out who they are. And then at the end of it, they'll come to a conclusion that you actually go, well, I'm surprised where you've come from. It wasn't looking like that, but I've allowed you the opportunity to come to your conclusion. It might be about alcohol. It might be about a variety of different things. And that's so important to know And earning the right to speak into young people's lives is because it starts early, and the dinner table is a really good place to start, but also allowing them to have a voice.
So do you think then one of the biggest roles for parents is not just to help, I guess, prescribe or dictate to their children what a quote-unquote right viewpoint is, but more help them process different viewpoints?
Yeah, it's difficult, especially people who have got a faith. You know, they have the right way. This is the way to go. And sometimes the young people are still grappling with their own identity, especially coming to their own identity about their faith and things like that. But also, if you keep on just making every decision for them and dictate what they do and what they say and everything like that, they're not going to actually come to their own conclusions. It's always someone else's thrusted upon them. We as parents need to allow our kids to grapple with these things, because, like, for example, my son has decided, and he's been involved in high-level sport and especially in football and very highly drinking culture, and he's come to his own conclusion. He goes, I don't want to drink. Now, that's a great win for me because I don't drink, but I've said to him, you know, you've got to make your own decision.
Yep.
As a result of that, he can now stand up in front of his mates and they offer him a beer and he goes, no, I don't drink. And then quite often they would look at him and go, whoa, ah, good on you, mate. You know, he's stand up for his own values. And if I'd thrust him and say, we don't drink in our household, you're not going to drink in our household, for whatever reason, that's just our culture. That's what we've decided. But he's come to his own conclusion and he will own it. And not only own it just for a little while, he'll own it for his whole life.